This morning I will be speaking on spiritual renewal when the whole assembly worships.
今天早上我的主题是灵命的更新和我们作为教会的崇拜。
And if you have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
请弟兄姐妹打开圣经到历代志下29章。
So my message will partake in the entire chapter.
今天我的信息是关于整个29章的。
So the entire chapter, 2 Chronicles 29.
是在历代志下29章。
However, today we'll, for scripture reading, we'll pick it up in verse 25 through 30.
今天的经文是在历代志下二十九章第二十五节到三十节。
So Brother Yifang,
二十五节，王又派利未人在耶和华殿中敲钹、鼓瑟、弹琴，乃照大卫和他先见加德并先知拿单所吩咐的，就是耶和华借先知所吩咐的。利未人拿大卫的乐器、祭司拿号，一同站立。西西家吩咐在坛上献燔祭。燔祭一献，就唱赞美耶和华的歌，用号，并用以色列王大卫的乐器相和。会众都敬拜，歌唱的歌唱，吹号的吹号，如此直到燔祭献完了。献完了祭，王和一切跟随的人都俯伏敬拜。西西家王与众首领又吩咐利未人用大卫和先见亚撒的诗词颂赞耶和华，他们就欢欢喜喜地颂赞耶和华，低头敬拜。
May the Lord add His blessing to the reading and the preaching of His word.
求主赐福给阅读他和宣讲他话语的。
Have you ever noticed that every morning that you wake up, there's this urge that you have to stretch?
弟兄姐妹们，每天早上起床都会伸懒腰吗？
Without fail, every morning you feel like you have to stretch out your entire body.
有没有感觉每天早上起床都需要伸一伸懒腰呢？
So why do we do this?
我们为什么伸懒腰？
Yes, it does feel pretty good when we do kind of stretch.
当我们伸展的时候，身体觉得很放松。
But there's a certain reason why we need to stretch.
但是我们伸展身体是有原因的。
Medically speaking, he says the reason it's good to stretch is because it improves circulation and it improves your flexibility.
在医学上，我们觉得伸展身体是可以加速你的血液循环，增加你身体的灵活。
But why do we need to stretch after a long restful sleep.
那为什么我们睡完觉之后需要伸展呢？
You know, after a restful night of sleep, we wake up stiff and our muscles are tight.
当我们起床的时候，我们身体上的肌肉有时候很紧绷。
And so upon waking, we have to stretch out our neck, stretch out our back, stretch out our legs, stretch out our arms.
所以起床的时候就要全身都活动一下。
In other words, when we wake up, we have to wake up our bodies.
换句话说，当我们醒来起床的时候，我们需要把我们整个身体都唤醒。
There is a part that every day physically we have to kind of renew ourselves. Is that right?
我们每天都需要把自己来更新唤醒。
And I think as believers, we need to be constantly aware of being renewed every day.
我觉得作为信徒，我们在灵命上也每天都需要经历更新。
And it's not simply just physically, but spiritually, we need to be aware of being renewed every day.
不仅仅是在肉体上的，而是在灵命上，我们也需要每天都经历更新。
Do you know why we need to be renewed every day?
你知道为什么我们每天都需要被更新吗？
Because there are some forces that tug against us.
因为有一些力量正在把我们往一边拉。
There is the world, the flesh, and the devil.
有世界，有肉体，还有恶魔。
And each of the trio, or all of them combined, kind of tugs us the opposite way.
这个三人组就像在一场拔河比赛当中，往我们往坏的那一边拉。
It makes us tight. It makes us confined.
他们让我们变得非常的受辖制。
Every day, the world, the flesh, and the devil is trying to lead us off of the path where we should be walking with God.
每天肉体的世界，魔鬼的世界都让我们偏离神的道路。
And every day, the world, the flesh, and the devil is deceiving us to become spiritually dull to God's word.
每天恶魔和我们的肉体都让我们在灵命上变得懈怠。
And every single day, the world, the flesh, and the devil is both attacking us and distracting us from living out God's purposes, especially as a church.
每天我们都在受恶魔和肉体的试探， 让我们亵慢神的话语，干扰我们作为教会来活出神的旨意。
And so every day we are in constant need to be spiritually renewed, not simply as individuals, but as an entire church.
所以我们每一天都需要灵命上的更新，不光光是作为个人，也是作为整个教会。
Thankfully, God has given us His Word where we find both instruction as well as inspiration to live in the transforming power of Christ.
感谢神赐我们祂的话语，让我们找到教导和启发，从而活在耶稣基督改变生命的大能当中。
So 2 Chronicles 29 talks about spiritual renewal.
我们看到历代志下讲到了灵命的更新。
And sometimes you just think, well, maybe it has to do with one individual, but in some sense, it takes place with the entire assembly.
在这里灵命的更新是关乎到整个以色列人的。
Because notice how 2 Chronicles 29 ends,The whole assembly worships.
我们看到29章结束的时候，整个以色列的会众都一起敬拜神。
This is widespread corporate revival renewal that is taking place.
整个以色列民都一起，会众所有人都敬拜神。
And from this chapter, you really get a sense of how the Holy Spirit works.
我们在这一章真正的看到圣灵是怎样动工的。
The Holy Spirit makes us aware of our own sinfulness and our own need to repent.
圣灵让我们看到我们的罪，让我们能够认罪悔改。
The Holy Spirit brings about that celebration, brings about the joy in worship.
圣灵让我们带来颂赞，给我们带来喜乐。
And the Holy Spirit brings about that renewal that we desperately need.
圣灵给我们带来我们急迫的需要的灵命的更新。
Now, in case you just missed it, our church theme is one family under God.
我们教会今年的主题是上帝之下主内一家。
We continue in focusing on exalting our Lord and our God.
在今年我们继续把我们的精力集中在怎样崇拜神上。
It is God that gets the glory. It is God that brings about the spiritual renewal.
神是配得颂赞的，是神给我们带来灵命的更新。
Now, as a disclaimer, when it comes to spiritual revival or spiritual renewal, you can't plan for it. You can't program it. You can't even predict it.
当我们谈到灵命更新的时候，弟兄姐妹，你们知道这灵命的更新你没有办法来计划它，你也不能够把它编成一个程序或者是 来预判它。
But by His grace, we can spiritually prepare for it.
但是因着神的恩典，我们可以在灵里为它做准备。
There are conditions that as we meet as God's people, so much that God can mercifully choose to work mightily in our midst.
如果神在我们当中做工，有些情形是我们可以做准备的。
And when this happens, His work, His power, His glory will be clearly evident to all.
当我们准备好的时候，神的工作就会显明，祂的大能即将显明。
The passage ends that the people rejoice, all of them rejoice because God provided, and it happened so suddenly.
经文最后说到，这事办得甚速，西西家和众民都喜乐。
To God be the glory.
愿神得到所有的颂赞。
We're going to take a look at three factors in spiritual renewal.
我们今天看到灵命更新三个重要的因素。
The first factor is notice the commitment among the community.
第一点，让我们看到集体和会众的委身。
I want to take a look at the three sets of people.
我们看到三个不同的族群。
The first is King Hezekiah.
第一个是西西家王。
Now remember, King Hezekiah did not have the best upbringing. In other words, he didn't have a very good father, didn't he?
弟兄姐妹还记得西西家王的父亲并不是一个好父亲。
His father was bad. His father was evil.
他的父亲是一个邪恶的人。
It said of his father, it says, he did not do what was right before the Lord.
经文说到他的父亲亚哈斯王没有行在神眼中看为正的事。
Now the first thing that's mentioned about King Hezekiah, he did what was right before the Lord, wasn't it?
然而西西家王却行了在神眼中看为正的事。
So he did what was opposite of his father.
所以西西家王和他的父亲背道而行。
His father was named as King Asa, and not only did he introduce, but he promoted idol worship.
他的父亲亚哈斯王不光光偏离神的道，而且崇拜偶像。
But more than that, literally, he gave the command to shut and nail down the doors of the temple of the Lord.
更加恶劣的是，亚哈斯王封锁了耶和华殿的门。
So not only is he leading others astray in worshiping idols, but he is shutting down the worship before God.
亚哈斯王不光带会众走入歧途，他甚至将耶和华的殿的门关闭了。
Do you think God was pleased with it?
弟兄姐妹们觉得神对此感到满意吗？
Now God was fiercely angered about this.
断然不是，神为此感到很愤怒。
So much so that he incurred his wrath upon the people.
神非常的愤怒，将他的怒气降到了以色列民身上。
Now by the way, King Asa was so bad that when it came to bury him, they didn't put him with the kings of the past, they put him somewhere else.
亚哈斯王，也就是西西家王的父亲，因为行为极其恶劣，他的遗体并没有被送入以色列诸王的坟墓。
So this is what King Hezekiah had lived with for so many years.
这就是西西家王在长大的时候所面对的一个父亲。
So at the age of 25, King Hezekiah becomes ascends to the throne.
在25岁的时候，西西家王登基。
And it says what is descriptive about him, he did what was right before the Lord.
经文说到西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
According to all that David his father had done.
效法他祖大卫一切所行的。
And so his first thing that he does when he ascends to the throne, he opens the door of the temple of the Lord.
所以西西家王登基之后做的第一件事就是打开耶和华殿的大门。
Now I'm sure he had to pry it open. I'm sure he had to fix it. I'm sure he had to repaint the doors because it had been dormant for so many years.
我想当时耶和华的殿可能因为年久失修，大门也很难打开，他可能进行了很多修缮的工作。
So it took quite an effort to open back the temple of the Lord.
所以可能耶和华的大门，耶和华的圣殿的大门，需要一段时间才可以打开。
And then he gives the command to the Levites.
接下来西西家王向利未人这样说。
He calls out to them, he says, consecrate yourself and cleanse the temple.
他对利未人说，现在你们要洁净自己，也洁净神的殿。
You know what? King Hezekiah has on his mind, he knew what had happened in the past.
西西家王知道从前他父所行的恶事。
He knew about all those years of idolatrous worship.
他知道之前那么多年他的父亲崇拜偶像。
He knew that of all those years where there was no genuine worship before the Lord.
他知道之前没有人能够在神面前非常真诚的敬拜。
He also understood in verse 10, he understood that God's anger was upon the people.
他也知道我们在第十节中看到神的怒气在以色列人身上。
And so what he did was he was hoping to build the reconciliation before God.
所以西西家王希望能够和神和好。
Because he knew that whether you're royalty, whether you're priests, whether you're of the people, everybody was distanced from God.
他知道无论你是皇室、祭司或者是以色列民都与神隔绝了。
And verse 10, it says Hezekiah, he showed his intention, his heart desires to make right, that God's anger might be turned away.
第十节我们看到西西家有意与耶和华以色列的神立约，好让他的烈怒转离他们。
So what did we learn aboutKing Hezekiah's commitment.
所以我们从西西家王的委身当中学到了什么呢？
Is commitment about simply taking the initiative, get the ball rolling, or get it started again?
委身是不是只是迈出第一步呢？
Commitment was simply starting afresh, you know, doing what is right first and foremost before the Lord.
委身乃是从今开始在神面前做正确的事。
Commitment is committing ourselves, coming to the Lord first and foremost.
我们应当将我们自己委身于神，来到神的面前。
Now, the book of Chronicles, there's plenty of crisis.
我们看到在历代志当中有很多的危机。
And King Hezekiah had a couple of crises on hand. There was two.
西西家王的手上当时也有两个危机。
Because of his father's idolatrous habits, there was idols all over the city, all over the countryside.
因为他的父亲亚哈斯王拜偶像，所有的城市里都有很多的偶像。
So those they needed to clear out and clean up.
那些偶像需要被洁净、被毁坏。
The other major issue that was also on hand was there was actually enemies that were approaching the Israel.
另外一个危机是在军事上， 这个以色列四面楚歌，有很多人想要打他。
God in His wrath had raised up enemies that they were coming all over the place.
神的烈怒兴起了以色列民的敌人，在四面都攻击他们。
You had the Philistines coming from the west. You had the Edomites coming from the east. You had the Assyrians coming from the north.
我们看到西边有非利士人，东边有以东人，在北边也有亚述的人过来打以色列。
And so there was a lot of threats. There was a lot of dangers, wasn't there?
所以在西西家王的时代，有很多的威胁，很多的危机。
So what did Hezekiah do first?
那西西家王是怎么做的呢？
He came before the Lord first and foremost.
他首先来到神的面前。
What do we usually do when we encounter crisis or troubles?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们面临危机的时候，我们先做什么呢？
Sometimes we're like the typical kings, you know, if we're threatened by enemies, we're going to build up our armies, right?
有时我们就像君王一样，面临起义，先建造军队。
The tendency is to focus on the crisis itself.
我们时常会只放眼集中我们的精力在危机本身。
Heavy storms coming, pack the sandbags, clear the gutters, right?
我们时常未雨绸缪，在这个大雨来临之前先建造堤坝。
Major health crisis, seek medical treatment.
在我们生病的时候就直接去看医生。
Family drama crisis, focus on mending, reconciling the relationship.
在家庭有问题的时候，我们就集中我们的精力在我们家庭的成员上面。
Now I'm not saying don't pack the sandbags, nor see the doctor, nor reconcile with one another.
我并不是说我们不应该未雨绸缪，不应该生病了看医生。
But isn't coming before the Lord first and foremost?
但是我们是不是应该首先来到神的面前呢？
Shouldn't we all come before the Lord first and foremost?
我们是不是应该首先来到神的面前？
Hezekiah's example, the most press is what is most pressing, is really coming to the Lord first and foremost in the most pressing moment.
对于西西家王来说，最重要的是在面临危机的时候，首先来到神的面前。
Remember, in the Book of Chronicles, it's very easy to find out the good kings and the bad kings, right?
我们看到圣经当中有很多好的和不好的王。
Now they don't tell you who's good and who's bad, but through scripture you could figure it out, right?
我们可以从圣经当中，从读经文的时候看到哪些王是邪恶，哪些是公义的。
Because the ones that were good were the ones who sought the Lord first and foremost.
那些公义的王是首先来到神的面前寻求神的面的人。
Otherwise, if they didn't seek the Lord first and foremost, it was costly.
否则如果他们没有首先寻求神，那他们就付出了代价。
And so before any royal command, Hezekiah did what was right before the Lord.
所以在西西家王颁布任何谕诏之前，他首先行了在耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And this undertaking was to bring proper worship back to before the Lord.
西西家王要把正确的敬拜来带到神的面前。
So he commissions the Levites, right?
所以他下诏给利未人说。
And there's something that we can learn from the Levites, and especially how they did things.
我们也可以从利未人的身上学到一些东西。
First of all, we could learn how they listened, and we could also learn how they labored.
我们可以学到他们是怎样聆听，他们也是怎样做工的。
Now, early on, King Hezekiah called out the Levites. He says, "Hear me."
西西家王说道，我的众子啊。
And all the Levites rose up, and following in verse 15, they gathered all the brothers together, and they consecrated themselves.
我们看到经文说到，所有的利未人起来，聚集他们的弟兄，洁净了自己。
And in verse 15, they did exactly what the king had commanded by the words of the Lord.
他们照王的吩咐，也照依照耶和华的命令而行。
And they also cleanse the house of the Lord.
他们洁净了耶和华的殿。
Now you think about it, these priestly guys, remember, they were dormant for all these years too.
我们知道这些祭司在之前崇拜偶像的时候也已经休眠了很多年。
It was hard for them to worship properly, right?
对于他们来说正确的敬拜也是一个挑战。
They might have been tempted as far as the idolatrous worship.
他们也受到了偶像的试探。
But once they were given the command, they listened and responded well.
但是他们一旦听到了西西家王所下的诏，他们细心的聆听，细心的遵循他的命令。
Can I ask you a good question? How well do we listen?
我们是不是很会聆听呢，弟兄姐妹们？
You know, sometimes when it comes to married couples, sometimes what happens is there is what I call selective listening.
作为夫妇，我们有时候有选择性的这个聆听。
Selective listening happens all the time with married couples, right?
对于夫妇来说，我们有时候只听一些我们想要听的东西。
Maybe you're reading the newspaper, maybe you're watching TV, and your spouse talks to you, and you listen, but yet you're watching or you're reading the newspaper.
可能你在读报或者看电视的时候，你的太太跟你讲话，你虽然听得到，但是你的注意力还是在报纸或者是电视上。
And your spouse asks you, "Did you just hear me?"
当你太太问你，你听到我说的话了吗？
Oh, you say yes. I actually heard the tone, but I really didn't listen.
你虽然听到了他的话，但是其实没有真正的听进去。
You say you listened, but you really didn't.
你嘴上说你听到了，但是其实你并没有。
The reason why we could say the Levites listened well because they responded, didn't they?
我们可以说利未人真正的能够聆听，是因为他们在回应上回应得很好。
When we listen well to our family members, we respond well.
当我们仔细聆听我们的家人的时候，我们会因此做出回应。
When your kid listens well to you as a parent, we know they listen well if they do it and they do it right away, right?
当你的孩子听从你的教导的时候，他们会做出你所教导的正确的事。
This is the Levites. They did it and they did it right away.
利未人也是这样，他们立刻就有了行动。
Not only did they listen well, but they also labored well. In other words, they worked very effectively.
他们不光听得很仔细，他们在行动上也非常的有效果。
So remember, the Levites were commissioned to clean up, right?
当时利未人要来清洁神的殿。
And so they did clean up the temple of the Lord.
他们洁净了耶和华的殿。
But they also did even more.
他们不光光如此，做了更多。
Because at the end of the chapter, it says that there were some priests that were assigned to do the sacrifices, right?
在经文的后面，我们看到有一些祭司是要来献祭的。
In verse 34, it says there was only a few priests that were able to do the sacrifices because not many were consecrated.
34节，我们看到祭司太少，他们不能够剥净燔祭这个牺牲的皮。
And so, what did the Levites do?
所以利未人怎么做呢？
What could have they done?
他们可以做什么呢？
They could have said, "Well, you know what? That's not my job. That's all dirty work. Why don't you guys go ahead and do it?"
他们可能可以就是说，这个事情对我们来说太肮脏了，你们去做吧。
No, they didn't do that. What they did was not only did they do their jobs, but they helped the other priests in doing their jobs too, in providing and helping sacrificing the animals.
他们不光洁净了耶和华的殿，他们也帮助祭司来献祭。
They.Labored well because they were upright in their hearts.
他们做了好的工，因为他们在内心是正直的。
They knew that there was only a few priests that were sanctified or consecrated, and so they also helped the priest.
他们知道祭司太少，所以他们前去帮忙。
In other words, these priests, these Levites, they stayed later. They gave more effort. They did more.
换句话说，这些利未人他们做了很多的工，他们付出了很多。
And it wasn't for show, it wasn't for performance, but because they were committed.
不是为了向别人显摆，而是因为他们将自己委身。
Brothers and sisters, this tells us a lot about commitment.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是委身的意义。
Commitment is doing whatever is necessary, however little, however much that needs to be done.
委身是要做。任何神让我们做的事，无论多大多小，
That's commitment.
这就是委身。
The other thing is notice the people.
我们也看到当时的会众。
The people were all in.
会众完全的将自己摆上。
So in verse 28, it refers to the whole assembly.
在二十八节，我们看到整个的会众。
So the whole assembly means nobody was left out. In other words, everybody joined in.
就是说，所有的人都在里面。
They sang together, they worshiped together, they gave together.
他们一起歌唱，一起敬拜，一起奉献。
Everybody brought in their sacrifices, everybody brought in their offering.
会众所有人都带来了他们的牺牲，他们的奉献。
They didn't hold back in their attendance, they didn't hold back in their attentiveness, they didn't hold back when it came to their offering.
他们将自己完全的摆上。
They were all in.
完完全全的摆上，毫无保留。
Brothers and sisters, can we say that we are all in when it comes to worship?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们在崇拜神的时候，我们可以说我们完全摆上了吗？
Now we can't say that we are all here because we're here today.
我们可以说我们都来了。
But can we really say that we are all in? That is, we're really bringing it when it comes to worship.
但是我们真的是全然摆上，完全摆上了吗？当我们敬拜神的时候。
Worship is not what you get out of service, but what you bring in worship.
敬拜不应该仅仅是你从当中所获得的，而是你所摆上的。
And are you bringing all when it comes to worship?
你真的在敬拜神的时候完全将自己摆上了吗？
First and foremost, if you haven't presented yourself before the Lord, you may consider doing that first and foremost.
如果你还没有将自己献上，请你考虑先这么做。
If you've yet to surrender before the Lord, you may surrender and ask for His mercy, ask for His forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
若你还没有降服于耶稣基督，你也可以先这么做。
Because no matter how many times you show up for a church service, you're not all in.
因为如果你还没有降服的话，无论你星期天来几次，你都没有能够完全的摆上。
All in means presenting yourself before the Lord and presenting, especially knowing that you're a sinner in need of His grace and mercy and His forgiveness.
完全摆上，也就是作为一个罪人，在神面前谦卑下来，认识到自己没有办法得到拯救。
Can you honestly say you have asked for forgiveness? You've asked for God's mercy upon your life.
你真的可以说你已经求神赐给你宽恕了吗？
Are you all in?
你完全将自己摆上了吗？
You could tell who's all in.
你可以看到有些人是完全摆上了。
Actually, it is God who knows who's all in.
其实是神才知道是谁将自己完全的摆上。
Not only should we notice the commitment, but we should also notice the cleansing that's taking place.
我们不光看到在这里的委身，我们也看到在这边的洁净。
Now, any good revival needs a little scrubbing, needs a little cleaning up, right?
每一个灵命的更新都需要有洁净的发生。
God cannot use a dirty cup.
神不可以用一个不干净的器皿。
But he will use a clean one for honorable use.
但是他会用一个荣耀神的器皿。
2 Timothy 2:21 says, Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful for the master of the house, ready for every good work.
我们看到在提摩太后书这样说道，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
This morning I know most of you either drank hot water, hot tea, or hot coffee.
今天早上我看到大家都喝热饮。
And most of us did not take a cup from the sink.
我们当中没有人直接从这个洗手台当中把杯子拿出来。
Most of us opened the cupboard door and took out a clean cup to put our hot water or hot tea or hot coffee, right?
我们都是从橱里面拿一个干净的杯子来倒我们的饮料。
We would not dare to take a cup from the sink where it's dirty and germy, right?
没有人愿意去又拿一个脏的杯子来喝水。
Because our hot tea would not taste good. It would not be aesthetic if we took it from the sink.
因为如果你的杯子是不干净的话，那也不会好喝，也不会好看了。
So naturally we take clean cups so we could use that clean cup to drink our hot beverage.
所以我们用干净的器皿来喝饮料。
You use clean cups, so does God use clean cups.
像我们一样，神也选用洁净的器皿。
He doesn't take dirty ones for his honorable use. He takes clean ones.
他不用不洁的器皿，而是用圣洁的器皿。
Can you honestly say that you're a clean vessel to be used by God?
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以说我们是洁净的器皿，受神使用吗？
The instructions consecrate yourselves and consecrate the house of the Lord went through the Levites' minds.
神的教导让人自洁，也让圣殿洁净在利未人的心中。
They understood there had been so many years that the worship had been dormant.
他们理解在之前这么多崇拜偶像的岁月当中没有真正的敬拜。
They understood how dirty the temple was after 16 years of no use.
他们理解16年耶和华圣殿的封锁是多么的令人沮丧。
They also realized how dirty they were before the Lord too as well.
他们也在神的面前意识到自己作为神的器皿是多么的不洁。
So you notice in verse 17, it says they started out on the first day and the first month.
我们看到经文17细节说到这个正元年初月耶和华的殿门被打开了。
So they started on the first day and the first month, and then on day 8, they also started not only consecrating themselves, but they also consecrated the temple of the Lord.
在第八日耶和华的殿被洁净了。
And then later on, it says in verse 16, it was done.
在十六节这个工作就完成了。
So let's do the math here. 16 days it took to cleanse themselves, consecrate themselves, as well as cleanse and consecrate the temple.
以色列人用了十六天洁净自己，洁净耶和华的圣殿。
16 days.
十六日。
Now when it comes to cleaning the house, we're lucky if we get one good day to clean the house, right?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们在家里洒扫庭除的时候，我们可能只用一天已经很了不起了。
But here it says 16 days to clean themselves and to cleanse the temple.
但是这里以色列人用了整整16天洁净圣殿，洁净自己。
There was a lot of junk to dispose, a lot of things that need repair, replacement.
有很多东西需要修缮，也有很多垃圾需要被扔掉。
There was a lot of utensils that needed to be clean in the temple of the Lord.
有很多的器皿在神的圣殿当中需要洁净。
Now, a couple of things that we can learn from this passage.
我们可以从经文当中学这样几点。
When it comes to spiritual revival in our lives and in our community, it may take time for consecration, it may take considerable time for confession.
当我们的灵命受到更新的时候，有时候是需要花时间的。
Confession, you remember that, right? It's knowing that we did what is wrong, we honestly admit it from God, and we turn the opposite way.
我们需要在神面前认罪，向神祷告，转头背向而行。
If you think about how we spend our time when we pray,
如果我们想到我们是怎样祷告的
，Sure, we give thanks to the Lord.
我们向神献上感恩。
We may take some time to pray, praise Him.
我们向神献上颂赞。
We spend a lot of time asking from God, petitioning from God.
可能我们花最多时间祷告的是向神求。
But how much time do you spend confessing your own sin before the Lord?
可是我们真正花多少时间在神面前认罪呢？
When it comes to asking, it's this much. And when it comes to confession, it keeps on dropping, doesn't it?
我们所求的很多，但是我们所认的罪却很少。
There may be times that God may have an extended period of time for you to consecrate and for you to cleanse. It took the...priests, the Levite priests, a combination of 16 days to cleanse themselves and cleanse the temple of the Lord.
利未人整整花了十六天才能洁净耶和华的殿，洁净自己。
Each people, each one of us have our own responsibility to confess our sins.
我们每个人都有这样的责任来向神认罪。
If we are willing to humble ourselves, confess our sins, and repent before God, God is more than willing not only to cleanse us, to forgive us,but also set apart us for His holy, honorable use.
如果我们愿意在神面前认罪，在神面前悔改，神就愿意将我们分别为圣，使用我们。
Remember, anyone who cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use. Set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work.
弟兄姐妹们记得，人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
When is the last time you had a good cleansing before the Lord?
弟兄姐妹们，上一次你在主的面前洁净自己的时候是何时呢？
Now there was a lot of offerings that were made here, and let me talk about two of them, the sin offering and the burnt offering.
在这里我想特别提到经文当中所说到的这个赎罪祭和燔祭。
In the sin offering, there's a Hebrew phrase for sin offering, and it literally means fault offering.
在希伯来语当中，形容赎罪祭的这个词呢，也就是说你为你所做的错事献上献祭。
These particular sin offerings were done for sins committed in ignorance or you weren't really paying attention.
赎罪祭是为了你在无知和没有注意的时候犯下的错而献的。
Now the person still had to realize his guilt before the Lord in breaking his commandments.
这个献祭的人必须在神面前认识到他犯了神的规条规。
And so for a sin offering, they would still bring a young goat, a young bull, a young ram to act as a sin offering.
所以当他们献赎罪祭的时候，他们会带一头牛或者一头羊在神面前献上。
Even if it was not their intention to sin, they still sin.
虽然他们可能并不想要犯罪，但是他们还是犯了罪。
In other words, the idolatrous worship that was happening around the countryside, they still had a guilty part in that.
换句话说，在他们崇拜偶像的时候，他们是有罪的。
And so they presented the sin offering, the slaughtering of the animals, the sprinkling of the blood on the altar.
所以他们宰杀牛羊，让牛羊的血洒到祭坛上。
And what this did was it gave a great picture of what is to come for them, and that is the perfect sacrifice for our sins that will be accomplished of Christ on the cross.
这样的献祭是预表了主耶稣基督在十字架上将要完成的功。
We are very familiar with the Hebrew text where it says, without the shedding of blood, there would be no forgiveness.
我们很熟悉经文说到，如果耶稣基督没有在十字架上流血，就不会得到宽恕。
Friends, there is no cleansing from sin without Christ's blood.
弟兄姐妹们，如果没有耶稣基督的宝血，我们都不能得到饶恕。
And by God's grace, in faith in Christ Jesus, we could receive His forgiveness through Christ.
因着神的恩典，我们可以在耶稣基督里得到他的宽恕。
Have you received the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有通过耶稣基督而得到神的宽恕呢？
Knowing that He bodily sacrificed Himself to take upon our sins, knowing that He shedded His blood for your sins.
我们知道耶稣基督为我们而牺牲了他的宝血，他的身体。
Brothers and sisters, or if you have yet to take a knee and accept God's grace and God's mercy upon you, I pray that you will.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你还没有能够在神面前谦卑下来，接受他的恩典和饶恕的话，我祈求你有一天会这样做。
Salvation is costly. It costs Christ's life for you.
救恩是代价沉重的，因为主为你牺牲了他自己。
The sin offering gave that picture of substitution.
我们在赎罪祭当中看到这个完美的替换。
Now the burnt offering gave that picture of consecration.
我们在燔祭当中看到这个洁净。
What is consecration?
洁净是什么呢？
Consecration is really dedicating ourselves before the Lord, making ourselves available to the Lord.
就是在神面前将我们自己献上，受神使用。
And so there was an offering that was made that would give that incentive for people to just offer up themselves.
所以在这里，所有的以色列人将自己献上。
In other words, surrendering themselves to be used by God.
把自己献上，受神使用。
We should have that same type of response as we continue in the mercies of God.
在我们继续经历神的恩典的时候，也应该有同样的回应。
God provided a sin offering, and we should offer ourselves up for the Master's purpose.
神为我们提供了一个赎罪祭，我们应当把自己摆上，受神使用。
Romans 12:1 says, I urge you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves, your bodies, a living holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, for this is your spiritual service of worship.
罗马书这样说道，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Have you offered yourself before the Lord to be used by him?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有在神面前将自己献上，受他使用？
Maybe you only offered up just a little bit of yourself.
也许你只把自己的一小部分献上了给神。
Just to let you know, when you only offered up just a little bit, GodCan't use a whole lot of you.
当你只献上一小部分的时候，神没有办法来使用你，大大的使用你。
But when you say, "Here I am, Lord, use me, Lord," He could use you mightily.
当你向神呼求说，神啊，我在这里，请求你使用我，他才可以真正的、完全的使用你。
Not only do we need to notice the cleansing, but we also need to notice the celebration that's occurring here.
我们在经文当中不光看到洁净，我们也看到会众的颂赞。
Notice in verse 29-30 it says, When the offering was finished, the king and all who were present bowed themselves before the Lord and worshiped. And Hezekiah the king and the officials commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and Asaph the seer, and they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed down and worshipped.
我们看到29节说到，西西家王与众首领又吩咐利未人用大卫和新近亚萨的诗词颂赞耶和华，他们就欢欢喜喜地颂赞耶和华，低头敬拜。
Notice the celebration that's taking place among the congregation.
我们看到会众在这里欢欢喜喜地敬拜神。
You know, when they were starting to do the burnt offering, it said all of a sudden the musical instruments started playing, right? All people started playing, the Levites started playing the musical instruments.
当他们开始献祭的时候，也开始敬拜神。
So you heard the cymbals, the harp, the lyres, the trumpets, and you also heard the voices singing praises to God.
所以我们在能够听到各种的乐器、各种的声音一起敬拜神。
Did you notice how they were singing?
弟兄姐妹们注意到他们是怎样在歌唱吗？
It said that they were singing with gladness.
经文说到他们充满喜乐的敬拜。
They were rejoicing.
他们欢欢喜喜。
Now I know that we are very familiar with singing, aren't we?
我知道弟兄姐妹们对于唱歌并不陌生。
There are times, at least once or twice in the year, we have our children even try to sing praises, right?
每年都有一两次我们会带小朋友到殿中来敬拜神。
And let me just tell you, the kids are literally frightened when they get up here and they're standing on the stage and they're singing to all the people, right?
对于小朋友来说，这是一件非常胆战心惊的事，要在所有人面前唱诗歌。
And see, you see the kids, and they're like stiff, they're like, oh gosh, you know, I'm really afraid here, right?
所以我们经常看到小朋友身体僵硬，充满惧怕。
And what you don't see the teachers here trying to encourage them to sing, right?
你可能没有看到下面他们的老师用各种的方式来鼓励他们。
And I always see the teacher saying, smile!
你总是会看到老师在鼓励他们微笑。
You should smile when you sing.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们敬拜神的时候，也应当有笑容。
Brothers and sisters, we should smile when we sing.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在敬拜神的时候，也应当面带笑容。
There are times that we are long in our faces.
有时候我们在属灵当中经历低谷。
But we should smile when we sing. And there are certain songs that I do admit that we should smile when we sing.
我觉得我们在敬拜神的时候，真的应该带一点笑容。
Songs of praise, songs of joy, songs of thanksgiving.
在我们敬拜神、感谢神的时候。
And the reason why we should smile is because we know that we have been forgiven. We know we've been the recipients of His grace and mercy.
我们应当欢喜的笑着敬拜神，因为我们得到了神的恩典，得到了神的恩赐。
That should bring a smile to our faces, shouldn't it?
这应该给我们的脸上带来微笑，不对吗？
Because I know I'm not going to be condemned. I'm going to be received by His grace and by His mercy.
因为我知道我不再受神的审判，我们会得到神的恩典。
And so when there's a song of praise, we should smile.
所以当我们敬拜神的时候，应当微笑。
Not only should we smile, but we should also give and give with gratitude.
我们不光光只应该面带微笑的敬拜神，也应当甘心乐意的奉献。
So when they gave, they really piled it on in their offering.
我们看到在以色列人献祭的时候，他们完全的摆上了他们的奉献。
Now in our text, it mentions about a thanksgiving offering.
我们也在这里看到有一个感谢祭。
So do you know what a thanksgiving offering is?
感谢祭是什么呢？
A thanksgiving offering.
感谢祭就是感谢祭。
It's saying thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness.
就是说向神献上感谢，谢谢神对于我们的信实。
It was actually a voluntary offering on top of the offering.
感谢祭乃是在普通的献祭上的一个自愿的一个奉献。
There were times where the people of God, they recognized as God's goodness, maybe they had a tremendous harvest, or maybe God took them through a harrowing episode, and so they brought an extra offering, a thanksgiving offering.
有时候当一个人经历一个丰收的季节，或者是当神带领他走过一段艰难的路的时候，他们献上这样的感谢祭。
Now some of you that have been in church for quite some time, we're used to in the month of November getting that little thanksgiving offering envelope, right?
我们有一些在教会待过一阵子的人，在十一月会得到一个信封。
And usually you put something extra in because you just want to say thank you, God.
那你会在这个信封里奉献上一些这个额外的，因为你想要向神献上感谢。
It doesn't have to be November when you say thank you to God.
但是你在感谢神的时候不应该只是在十一月。
There are times we offer ourselves, we give thanks to the Lord, and it's not simply just one day or one month.
我们不应该只是在一天或者一个月当中向神感恩。
But we thank God that He healed us. We thank God that He delivered us. We thank God for His goodness to us.
我们感谢神医治我们，感谢神拯救我们，感谢神对我们行善。
As believers in Christ, is our lives how we live and how we give, is it overflowing with gratitude?
作为信徒，我们的生命，我们的日子，应该是充满了神的，对神的感恩。
Let me close with a couple of thoughts here.
我想要在我结束的时候再分享接下来几点。
One thing I notice about this passage in verse 20, it says, King Hezekiah rose early and went to the temple of the Lord.
经文的二十节中说到西西家王清早起来就去了耶和华的殿。
So he rose up early, he was motivated, wasn't he?
西西家王是非常这个有动力的。
This is what tells me about this ministry leader, this leader of the people.
作为事工的领袖。
He made it a point to not just come, but to come early for worship.
作为以色列人的领袖，西西家王清早起来敬拜神。
He was strongly motivated that he would be the first one in line to worship.
西西家王想要做第一个来敬拜神的人。
Now, when I usually think about a king coming to an event, usually,He's kind of like the last one, right?
平时在我们看到一个王要来参加任何的活动的时候，他总是最后一个驾到。
You know, because he has his people coming in ahead of time to make sure everything was okay, and then he arrives, the last one to arrive, right?
因为平时普通的时候，最重要的人总是最后一个到的。
King Hezekiah rose early in the morning to come to the temple of the Lord.
但是西西家王却清早起来，第一个来到耶和华的殿敬拜神。
If you're a leader in the church or want to be a leader in the church, I'm telling you, follow the example of King Hezekiah.
如果你是一个教会的领袖或想成为一个教会的领袖，就应当学习西西家王的例子。
Because even though he was king, he knew the King of Kings.
即使他本身是一个王，但是他却认识真正的万王之王。
He knew what was due and what is honorable for the Lord of Lords.
他知道万主之主，他需要怎样献上自己来敬拜他。
He worshiped the King of Kings.
他崇拜万王之王。
The second thing I want you to notice is how the chapter ended.
第二点，我想让弟兄姐妹们看到这经文是怎样结束的。
Remember, it says King Hezekiah and all the people they rejoiced.
我们看到西西家王和所有以色列民都欢欢喜喜的敬拜神。
They rejoiced because God had provided for them, and everything came about.So fast and so suddenly.
他们欢如此的欢喜是因为神为他们丰富的预备，这事办的是如此的迅速。
You probably say, well, what did God provide for them?
神为他们预备了什么呢？
God, you could easily say God provided the sacrifice, the animals for them to worship the Lord.
神为他们预备了这个献祭。
But more importantly, God provided the mercy and grace instead of his wrath for them to worship the Lord.
但是更重要的，神不光光准备了这个献祭，神为以色列民预备了神的宽恕，让他们不再受到他的怒气。
And the chapter ends and it says it came about so suddenly.
经文最后说到，这是办的甚速。
Worship came upon not just spontaneously, but the glory and the worship, it all came suddenly because it was of God.
我们看到神的这个荣耀和万民的崇拜都来得这么的迅速，都是因为神。
They knew. Don't give credit to the king. Don't give credit to the Levites, but give credit to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
以色列人知道应当受到这个荣耀的不是君王，也不是他们自己，而是万王之王，是神。
This is of God that brings about the spiritual renewal.
这是为我们带来属灵更新的神。
This is of God that brings about people confessing, people consecrating themselves.
这是给人带来洁净，给人带来认罪的神。
This is of God when people are celebrating, people are worshiping the Lord with gladness.
这是能够让人欢欢喜喜敬拜的神。
They knew that God is good and God is faithful.
他们知道神是信实的，充满善的。
You know, when it comes to the spiritual revival,
当我们看到灵命更新的时候，
you can't plan for it, you can't even rehearse it.
你不能够为它 来预演。
But I told you, you could prayerfully prepare it for its coming.
但是你却可以在祷告中准备等候它的来临。
Because when it comes, it's going to be widespread.
因为当你的灵命得到更新的时候，会传扬到你身边。
And you could recognize people are going to be committed more than ever.
你会看到你身边的人会比从前更加的委身。
You will hear more confessions, more people consecrating themselves before the Lord.
你会听到更多的人认罪，更多的人洁净自己，将自己完全的摆上。
And you will hear.More joy when it comes to worshiping the Lord.
你也会听到在弟兄姐妹敬拜神的时候更多的欢喜。
As we start out this new year,
在我们开始这个新年的时候，
let us look forward to the celebrations that are going to come.
让我们充满期待，期待我们应该怎样的敬拜神。
Let us also look forward to the confessions that also need to come.
让我们也期待我们在神面前将要认的罪。
And let us commit ourselves afresh before the Lord God Almighty.
让我们改头换面，将自己摆上在神的面前。
That we may do what is right before the Lord.
让我们能够行在神眼中看为正的事。
Let us pray.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们一同祷告。
Father, we humbly come before you.
天父，我们在你面前谦卑的到来。
Knowing that.You are the mighty, you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords.
主啊，我们知道你是万王之王，万主之主。
We all have to answer before you.
我们总有一天会要需要在你面前交账。
We know that we cannot stand in your presence simply by ourselves.
主啊，我们知道我们不能够靠自己站在你的面前。
But it's only possible because of your mercy and grace and through Christ Jesus that we're able to stand before you.
我们只有通过主耶稣基督的恩典才能够站立在你的面前。
Let us not take that for granted.
让我们不要把这件事情当作是理所当然的。
Let us be mindful of the costly sacrifice that it took for us to come into your presence.
让我们铭记我们能够到你的面前来是因为耶稣付出了重价。
And let us also be mindful, Father, of Father's your mercy and grace that we may celebrate and we may give you what is due to you.
让我们也铭记你的恩典和你的怜悯，让我们敬拜你。
So Father, as I prayed and as I mentioned to the congregation, let us anticipate more celebrations before you.
让我们期待在你面前更多的敬拜。
Let us also recognize the need for us to consecrate or cleanse ourselves.
让我们也认识到我们应当洁净自己。
And this morning we commit ourselves afresh to you.
今天早上我们将自己重新的摆上在你的面前。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.